Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live and in living color from the UFC Apex as we get ready for arguably one of, if not the biggest, most anticipated UFC fights of all time. John Jones, after many, many years, is getting back in the octagon. Speaking of many, many years, we have a guest coming on now. It's been many, many years since I last spoke to our first guest, this one.
And we've just given him the worst chair to sit on.
No. No. We didn't.
We're going to blame the UFC for that.
Absolutely.
For the standard of chairs.
Absolutely. You know, we could have put him up on those big chairs, you know, whatever they wanted us to do. Well, let's get right to it. Let's welcome back to the program. Like I said, I think it was in Atlanta, Jalen. You were last on. Jalen Turner, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Not too bad. Just the beginning. I always ask this, just the beginning of fight week. What's it like for you? Do you try to keep them all the same? Do you try to mix it up a little? Or do you try to ignore it and just get through it?
I just try to ignore it and just get through it, man. Every fight week is different.
Listen, because this is a busy day. Lots of media, everyone pulling you in different directions. One thing I have to ask you, I actually saw you for the very first time live at 266, I think it was, and you submitted, was it Medici? I don't know how to say his name. And I was like, and we went to the post-fight press conference and got to know you a little bit. Is it true that you grew up arachnophobic? Is that true? Or is that like a Wikipedia nonsense thing?
I didn't grow up arachnophobic. I grew into being arachnophobic. So when I was a kid, I used to love spiders and tarantulas, right?
Right, okay.
And then I started hanging out with some friends that hated spiders. I hung out with them for years. They're my best friends. And I got to a point where I hated spiders too for some reason. I couldn't even kill one if it was in the house. And I was like, what the heck? Like, I've never been like this. And it tripped me out. And I was like, I got to do something to fix this. So I started trying to just be around them a little bit more and just ease myself into it again. And I bought one as a pet. And then it kind of creeped me out. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna just do it.
I'm not really big. I know I should be on social media. I mean, I know I have an Instagram, and I know but I tend not to go to it.
And an OnlyFans.
But no, I don't have that yet.
All of the story.
I don't have that. But I did see a video of yours the other day. It's like my favorite video. I guess you were feeding one of your pets.
Oh, which one? The tarantula?
Yeah, the tarantula. Like, real patiently, you stuck the little piece of food in, and bam, pounced on it. It was awesome.
Yeah, everybody loves those videos, man, you know.
Yeah, listen, so, sorry, we'll get to MMA. I just thought, we just never know how long we've got you before you get pulled off to another interview. I thought I have to ask you that question. It was bugging me all week. So, listen, you have, I believe, 10 of your 13 wins in this sport, 10 have come in the first round. Is that something, and by the way, the other three came in the second round. Is it something that you actively, when you put together a training camp, is it something that you actively think about, I want to finish this early? Or is it just a style, your style just means that fights tend to finish early? Is it something that you think about, or is it just something that happens?
I don't think about it at all. It's just my style. I feel like I started to study people a lot more, and it helped me open up opportunities to finish them, based off their tendencies and what they do that I can improvise on and hurt them with, you know. So that's how it is. I don't want to go to the judges, you know. Nobody wants to see that. Everybody wants to see a finisher, you know.
Exactly.
Now, probably the stupidest question you're going to hear today, and it's going to come from me right now. Sometimes is that disappointing? You know, you end the fight so quickly, and it's awesome, and the feeling's great, and you're like, I just did 3 months of camp, and I won this fight in 2 minutes and 17 seconds.
The only time I ever really felt like that was my last fight when I fought Brad. I just feel like he didn't want to fight, in a sense. Like, he was, something was off with him. And, you know, and he ended up posting about it after he fought Moicano. Like he had, like his spark wasn't there. So, you know, I sensed it, you know, so that's the only time I like kind of took away the joy of my victory. But, you know, nonetheless, I feel like I would have got my hand raised the same way either way. But besides that, yeah, I get in and out. I don't want to be in there.
Have you ever felt that way yourself as you get in a fight and you have to basically fight through that feeling because your job's to compete and you feel a little off yourself?
I've felt that way before. You know, I've fought at times where I thought I was going to lose. I've fought at times where I thought I was going to win and I've lost. You know, it's just, you just never know how it's going to play out. You just got to like keep your mindset strong. And I just learned like everything about this sport is so mental. Like it's like 80% mental. Like you can put as much work in as you can, but if your mind's not there, you're not going to get your hand raised.
Who is it? I know that you don't know a whole lot about American sports, but I think it was, Yogi Berra, one of those famous New York Yankees.
That's a cartoon, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, he's like, yeah, it's 80% mental and 40% physical. It's like, no, that doesn't work out, right?
No, not a math scholar, obviously. But listen, so you being, is it right, you're 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'3".
So I'm 6'3", and I'm 310 pounds. At 6'3", and you're obviously in much better shape than me, thankfully, for what you do as a profession. Is it hard now? Is it hard to make this weight? And do you kind of have aspirations? Because you're a big guy, your body can grow and into whatever you kind of want it to be, I suppose. But do you, first of all, is the weight issue, is it hard to get down to the weight? And do you kind of have aspirations of once you've done your job in this division to sort of step up and move up? Is that something that would be natural to you, do you think?
You know, it's not hard. I've been fighting a lightweight my entire career. I even fought at 145. Everybody called me a fucking weight bully. I'm like, what's a weight bully?
He said trucking. He said trucking. Oh, excuse me. You forgot you were supposed to let him know it's real radio. FCC, his address is?
Oh, shoot.
But he said trucking. I heard trucking.
I said trucking. Yeah, everybody calls me a weight bully. I'm like, I'm not a weight bully. I walk around lighter than most lightweights anyway. I would move up, like if I, you know, clean out the division and, you know, there's a test for me to become a double champ, I'd do it.
Yeah. I mean, do you think, I mean, looking at the fight a few weeks ago with Volkanovski and Makhachev, did you see anything in Makhachev? Did you see any gaps in his game? Now, you know, listen, you win this fight, you fly up the rankings. I believe you'd probably go to 7. Is that right? If you win this fight,
I believe so.
All of a sudden, you're in an eliminator fight. You know, you're in there. You're an exciting guy. People want to watch you fight. We're in the entertainment business at the end of the day. Did you see any gaps in his performance that go, I think I can cause that man incredible problems? Not overlooking where you are this weekend, of course, but down the line, you know, I've heard a lot of people kind of saying, I've seen some gaps.
Yeah, definitely.
But you're not going to tell us, is basically what he's saying. Okay.
So let's talk about this Saturday. Let's talk about your opponent. First and foremost, when there's an opponent change, and again, this will be your second stupidest question from today. Is that an advantage, not a disadvantage? Because, you know, you've mentally prepared for somebody, you're towards the end of it, and it kind of freshens it up that now you have to, like, almost restart?
You know, I never thought of it that way, but yes, that's actually like...
Is that called a mic drop?
That's a mic drop.
Yeah, that actually, you know, because when I was getting ready for Dan, you know, I was kind of like, all right, I'm getting ready for Dan. Like, I'm a bit more confident, you know, and then I get this just drastic switch and I'm like, all right, now I got to ramp it up again. You know, now I'm like, all right, now we got to work on this. We got to work on that. Now I got to tailor-made extra things in my camp. And yeah, it boosted me a lot more, actually. So, yeah, I didn't think of it.
I've always thought of that because I know how long I've never done a fight camp. And this is what I've told a few people, and my wife thinks this is morbid and funny at the same time. My next weight cut will be my cremation. I'm just saying. So I don't really get the whole fight camp thing. But, you know, I would think after your, you know, day in and day out and, you know, the old Rockies and, you know, Mr. T's photos on the mirror and you're looking at it, that gets old. And so if you get to change it, it's like, yeah, I now have 2 weeks to...
Mr. T.
Well, it's Rocky. Know. You know me and Rocky.
I know. There's like people that just... I love that. It's such an old kind of fashion analogy. I absolutely love it because I used to have a picture of him on my wall.
Did you have a picture of Dan on the wall?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, maybe that would have fallen right into it. So give me your thoughts on the new opponent.
You know, he... Higher-ranked opponent. Higher grappling accolades. different, just completely different style. You know, it's a typical striker versus grappler match for me, and I'm hyped for it. I'm excited for the challenge. I've worked on my grappling a lot. I feel like my grappling has excelled a lot more, and you know, I feel like I can nullify his grappling offense enough to light him up on the feet.
Do you ever get caught up in George Gagel, a very good friend of mine, way before your time, fought in the UFC, like an 842 degree black belt, but he would never go to the ground, and he would always try to stand because he wanted to prove something, and then he would lose the fight. He'd talk to me in the back and be all upset. Sorry, I let you down. I'm like, no, just do what you're best at. Do you ever get caught in that, in trying to fight the other guy's game and beat him at his best instead of fighting your best?
No, I do that. I train that way. So I train to the accolade of, oh, okay, I want to be the best at grappling, wrestling, or whatever. So be it. Whatever my weakness is, more my weak point is, I want to be so well-versed that I get to the point that I'm better than those people at that. But when it comes fight time, you know, it's like, all right, I have to work towards my skill set, my accolades, and what I'm best at. So I don't mix the two.
What can the fans look forward to when you get back in the octagon on Saturday?
They're going to look forward to me having an exciting fight and finishing.
And listen, Sunday morning, the fight's over. You've won the fight, hopefully.
Pizza. It's always pizza.
What do you do? Like, people always ask, they always kind of go, you spend all this time training and honing yourselves to be these elite-level athletes. What do you do on Sunday? Is there a meal? Do you stay in training? Do you constantly just stay healthy, or do you just think, I'm just going to eat a burger, or I'm going to have some like a pizza, or I'm going to have a few beers? What is it you do?
I'm eating.
Everything?
All day. I'm eating all day for the next 3 weeks. I'm eating food. I mean, whatever the heck I want.
That's me every day. That's my daily life. Before we let you go, give me an interesting fact on a tarantula.
Oh, dang. How interesting. I don't know.
Well, you know, I believe that you're the only person to ever. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Jab it on a leash?
No, I had it in my hand.
He's lost it. He actually brought one in. We can't find it right now. Yeah. So.
Well, Steve will look. Jalen, thank you very much for your time. We're going to get your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a box of salsa from Brook Smoked Salsa, so you'll be able to load up on chips and salsa after the victory on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. I love that.
Let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from the Apex, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, what's going on? This is Tug McGraw, talking sports with Randy Harris. Hope you're listening in. Have some fun.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 15th at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and there is still time to register. With over 25-plus obstacles and over a 3.1-mile course that includes a 3-story water slide, all the mud one could possibly want, and tons of epic challenges, get registered today at ruggedmaniac.com. You will receive a sweet race t-shirt, finisher's medal, free photos, one free beer, of legal age, of course, and will have the time of your life. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com before it sells out.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Steve Lowry from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
One, two, three.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Ooh. All right, I was waiting to see if Matt was going to bring us back. Matt, what'd you do? Forget?
Beer.
What did he say? All right, the heck with it. All right, so I know you want to get into a couple things before our next guest.
Yeah.
Sunday was a pretty interesting boxing event.
It's not a boxing event. I'm not having it as a boxing event.
What was it?
It was an exhibition YouTube nonsense thing. I can't have it as a boxing event. I mean, I just can't. I'm too much of a purist. I can't have that.
It was a, I don't want to even say the word enjoyable, because it really wasn't enjoyable. It wasn't very good.
No, it was dreadful.
I still, big ups for Jake Paul.
Okay.
I want to know why they put a mic in front of Logan Paul, but they didn't go over to Tyson Fury.
Well, see that, you know, then again, we get into it. We're in a game of respect, whether it's boxing or MMA. You know, when you lose respect for the sport and you lose respect, I mean, at the end of the day, there's two guys in there, like it or dislike it, that whose aim is to hurt each other, and anything can happen. And unfortunately, we've seen people get really hurt. And when you turn it into a carnival,
right,
by giving a microphone,
it's a
to
WWE
else,
thing.
All of a sudden you cross over, and I understand the entertainment aspect of it, and the two boys are exceptionally good at it. I can't fault them there. But I feel like that's disrespectful, especially when you're in such a dangerous situation. That's why I don't like governing bodies and the people in Saudi Arabia, whoever the commissions are, for even allowing that. I think that is disgusting when you're talking about people's lives and health.
Right. No,
first off, you know.
Right. No, I definitely agree with you, you know, on that. I did like, which isn't like me, the respect factor after.
Sure.
You know, typically my comment always is, if you really dislike each other,
yeah,
I want you to dislike each other after. I want you to still respect what you just went through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they both had the basketballs to get in there and do it, and you know, they both got bloodied up, the blah, 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 blah. But you can still hate each other after. But they showed a lot of sportsmanship, in my opinion, after that fight.
I think that's, yeah, and I think the majority of the time you see that. And I think that's a good measure of someone's character. Because I think only those that have ever stepped in an octagon or stepped in a ring will know how difficult that is.
We're on the left coast. I know the news was supposed to be breaking.
Yeah.
So David Feldman was breaking some news on another outlet or whatever, which I already knew.
Yeah.
I love and I hate, you know, they're like, hey, let me tell you something, but you can't say anything. And I never do, you know, I'll never do that. But Dave Feldman will be on in the second hour to talk about some announcements that he just made.
Very cool.
For some upcoming fights.
Amazing.
Which will be, when it's announced, very interesting.
Yes, indeed.
I think people will definitely look forward to that. What I'm looking forward to the most right now, why I flew all the way out here, other than seeing you and your wife.
Very kind.
The return of John Jones.
Yes.
Saturday night.
This has been so long in the making. And I, you know, half of me, I think a lot of people wish that, you know, Francis hadn't left in the way that he had decided to leave. And but listen, Cyril Garn is an incredible, incredible athlete. And I've just bumped into him on the way through to the media room here.
Did you bump into him or did he bump into you?
Well, no, it's a funny story because I went to the bathroom and as I went through, he was running and flexing because they're doing the photographs. And he said, hey, I went, hey, brother. And he went, hey, we just shared a nice little moment. I went to the restroom, came back from the restroom. And as I came back from the restroom, I bumped into him, we fist bumped and I said, best of luck on Saturday. And he looked at me and he went, I'm glad I'm not fighting you. To which I went, well, that's marvelous. And I kind of ran off thinking, well, that feeling is very, very mutual. Let me tell you. But a lovely fella. Listen, the argument of who's the greatest of all time, we could get into for hours, no doubt. But you would definitely have to say that John Jones is in that conversation. And to have him back, I think he's brilliant for the sport. And I think these two guys, these two Goliaths with their skill sets, are going to provide one hell of a main event.
I will say this, that you have to always be careful what you say.
Yeah.
You know, things can come back. And unfortunately, things are now coming back on people that they said in high school, that they said in junior high school.
Sure.
You know, so you have to be careful. And I've always tried to be careful of what I said. I remember, and I've seen this post as well, when John Jones made comments about Daniel Cormier.
Yeah.
And that you are not the champ because you didn't beat me.
Yeah.
And now Nagano has come out and said, what's good for the goose?
Yeah. I mean, I think the difference is that he left. And I think the minute you leave, you know, that's... I don't know if I buy that, to be very honest with you. We all know why Francis left. Financial. And I, you know, you wish him well. He's another nice guy. And you hope that he makes what he wants to make and what he feels he deserves. But, you know, you're talking about John Jones here. You're talking about, like I said, arguably the greatest mixed martial artist of all time. So him coming back and winning this against someone like Cyril Garn, you know, this is his first fight in, what is it, 2 years?
Three years.
And he's coming back and fighting Cyril Garn. He isn't coming back and fighting someone at rank number 10 and 11 just to get his thing. He's going straight in to face an absolute killer.
So I'm learning how to do all this Zoom stuff. And when I did all the Zoom press conferences with the Bucks, they would always tell you have to raise your hand so that you could be called upon. So Matt has raised his hand on the Zoom call.
Matt.
So
speak away, Matt.
I'm here, fellas. How you doing out there in Las Vegas?
That's how you're starting? You didn't have a comment or question, anything?
Well, I'm shocked that you've never done a fight camp, Randy Harris. Like, how can you truly represent combat sports when you have thousands of fighters a year and not actually understand the process in which they go through? I want to run you through your first fight camp.
No. If I do it, I'm going to do it with a trained professional. Who knows what he's doing or knows what they are doing, not he. You know, I don't want to get in trouble there.
I know what I'm doing.
Have zero interest in allowing you to do any of that stuff. But thanks for
just the comments. Just down the street from you at the Apex, there's the Osseo Strong Bone Density Clinic. We can combine bone density training with weight loss, with fighting and cutting weight. Like,
I'm turning you.
I got you, right?
You,
I am your professional trainer.
Your hand is now down. Your question is now over. We need to hit this break because when we come back, Chris Daughtry stopping by via the telly. We'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Barrett Root of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
The Rugged Maniac returns to the Tampa Bay area on April 15th at the Florida State Fairgrounds, and there is still time to register. With over 25-plus obstacles and over a 3.1-mile course that includes a 3-story water slide, all the mud one could possibly want, and tons of epic challenges, get registered today at ruggedmaniac.com. You will receive a sweet race t-shirt, finisher's medal, free photos, one free beer, of legal age, of course, and will have the time of your life. Register today at ruggedmaniac.com before it sells out.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Okay, we are back coming to you live from the Apex Centers. We get ready for the return of John Jones, UFC 258. Coming up now, this will be probably my second favorite chat in my 39 plus career years of being on the radio. Coming just behind the first time this guest was on, which was probably my greatest chat of all time. Let's welcome back to the program, Chris Daughtry. Chris, how are you?
He's calling us right back.
That was, but by the way, I should tell you, it's 285, not 58.
Did I say 58?
Yeah, that's just,
I'm dyslexic.
That's probably just age.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Let me write that down. So when I get to redo that whole thing that I just did.
Yeah. We should try again.
I told you kind of off the air the story, and we'll probably touch base on it either with the guest or after. And I don't know how much he heard of that, so I got to go through that whole, which I'm happy to do.
Yeah, I know.
Because this truly is something really, really important to me.
Yeah.
I'll try not to tear up, though. What's up with snow out here and rain?
So I got up to the gym at 6 a.m. this morning expecting bright sunshine, and it was snowing. It was actually snowing and sleeting in Las Vegas. I didn't move to the desert for this nonsense. But I went, nonetheless. And I'm now sore.
I drove by the gym.
Well, there you go. Well, it's a step. It's a step in the right direction. It's definitely a step in the right direction. But you know, we are here. It is freezing cold. All the fighters are all wrapped up. They're all running around the building, which is really funny, because for those folk that have never been here, and I imagine there's probably a lot of people who've never been to the Apex, you have offices, you have media rooms, you have the guys and girls that make all the videos, you have the health room, and then you have the photographers, and all you can see is fighters running around the building to stay warm. It's a very bizarre seeing all these heroes and all these elite fighters running around and stretching just to stay warm, because it's actually absolutely freezing here.
Let me explain to people who know anything about me how cold it is here. So we walked outside of our hotel. There is a gas station across the street, and I thought a McDonald's across the street. So we walk out. We figure, we'll just go grab a quick Egg McMuffin or whatever and then head over to the Apex. We walk outside. It's cold. It's drizzling. We walk to the gas station. We see that the McDonald's is four blocks, maybe. I spent $35 at the buffet back inside the hotel.
Wow.
You could have started your own fight camp. You could have listened to Matt's advice.
Yeah, see?
A fight camp right there, and then just like a gentle stroll up in the end.
Don't play into his hand like that.
I'm just trying to get free pizza when I come to Florida in April.
Oh, no, that's already said. I told you. Everything is, you know, we'll have them open everything up. We'll hit the fishing, you know. You just have to stay awake for it.
I'm looking forward to that.
Limo will pick you up, the bow fishing, you know, everything. We'll be done perfectly.
I'm going to try and lose some weight before I hit Florida on tour. Incidentally, I'm going to use this gap in our schedule to tell everybody that my group, the Tenors of Rock, we're no longer together, but we've set up a brand new show called Rebels, a big classic rock concert, and we're out on the road, and we're coming to your neck of the woods. We're coming to Hudson, Florida, to the Suncoast Theatre, April 7th and 8th. So please get your tickets. It's going to be great fun. We've got the whole team coming down. If you like classic rock and you like it, you like 300-pound men in kilts, please
don't sit in the front row. I'm just telling you. I'm warning you now.
Don't sit in the front row, or don't wear your glasses either way.
And I will tell you this: you never know what's ever going to happen when you come and see the. And you call them boys. You know, when the boys perform, because I experienced my very first earthquake watching you guys.
Do you know? Oh, wow, I can't remember you. That's so bizarre. We were literally just talking about that. I didn't know. I can't remember that you were there. You were, of course.
My wife, my daughter, and
we were on stage. Yes,
and we're like, what? And we were sitting right below all the lights.
Yeah,
and the lights were shaking like, I don't know, there was an earthquake.
That was very bizarre. That's 2 or 3 years ago, and we were at Planet Hollywood. We were doing our show at Planet Hollywood. Yeah, in the middle of, we do Desperado by the Eagles. We do a big harmony version of that. And we started shaking, and I thought I was having a stroke or something. And then I looked around, and all the boys are looking very worried. And the next thing you know, all the lighting rigs and the speakers, everything starts to shake. That was one of the most bizarre nights of my entire life. I can't believe I didn't remember that you were there. because you drive home and all your equilibrium. It's my first earthquake. We're British. We don't get anything fun like that. And I say fun, Christ, it's not fun at all. But we don't get anything like that back at home. So coming here, I think California got hit by an earthquake and we got this huge aftershock. And they evacuated the floor and all this kind of stuff. And we just carried on with this.
All right, he's raising his hand again. What do you want?
Like going back to the on tour, lose weight before. What do on the road a lot? What do you guys do to stay in shape?
Was that aimed at me? Was that?
Yeah, you want to know how you're going to get in shape on the road.
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, I'm pretty good.
On the road.
So some of the boys just drink Fireball and hope for the best. I'm of a size where I just need to stay in shape. It's good for my mental health, so I'm pretty good. I'll find a gym. I'll go running. I'll go and hit a bag or something like that. If we can, it's kind of hard sometimes. You're stuck on a tour bus for 2 or 3 days at a time. And
is that the only stop in Florida?
Yes.
So you're going to be on a tour bus. Only in
Florida. We're just flying in for the Florida dates. Okay, so fortunately, we'll fly in, do the dates, and then fly back to Vegas. But yeah, no. I'm pretty good. The thing you got to try and avoid is just the all of the things that taste wonderful. You know, just avoid the sweets and the crisps and the candies and.
I have to avoid the stuff that tastes awful too.
He does.
But I'm looking forward to a slice of pizza, Matt.
Yes, we'll have a great time here. We'll show you the red carpet treatment when you get to Tampa Bay.
Bless you, mate. Very kind. I'm looking forward to it.
So I don't know what this wee stuff means. All of a sudden, Matt thinks we're French.
I love it.
Hey, it is what it is. Oh, so 285.
Where's Connor? Is he running around the Apex? Have you seen Connor?
See. That's the reason why I don't bring you to the Apex.
Why? I saw him there like 2 weeks ago. I saw his Rolls Royce.
Okay, all right. Put your hand down. Put your hand down. So like I said earlier, what's about to happen will probably be my second favorite chat since I've been on the air in 19. I started in 1985. And it's only second because this is this guest's second time on the show. His first time on is the highlight of my career. Let's welcome back to the program, Chris Daughtry. Chris, how are you?
Dude, you don't get to talk to many cool people, do you?
Honestly, I talk to a lot of cool people, but I don't know if you remember.
You just really put me up there, man. That feels good.
When I was telling Jimmy when he first got here, Jimmy's a rock and roller here in Vegas, and I told him the story, and I told him about the song Gone Too Soon and what it means to me personally because of my grandson. And like I said then, and like I say now, I've had presidents on, and having you on and the highlight of my career, honestly, has been when I was able to tell you what that song meant to me.
Man, thank you so much, man. That means the world to me. I appreciate that.
But
how you doing?
Well, we're doing great. We're out here in Vegas. I'll be flying home Sunday because the person that I can't wait to see sings this Sunday and this Monday at Epcot. Talk about heading out there to the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival.
I was just in Vegas last week. It was freezing.
It still is.
It's still freezing.
Man, we're excited. We're excited to come back to Orlando. We love, first of all, I just love being in the warm weather. But we're excited, man. We're excited to play Disney again, and we're pumped, and we're playing Separate Ways live now, so we're excited.
I want to talk to you about Separate Ways, but I'm curious, are you able to walk around Epcot? Are you able to go and we were talking food and weight cuts, and are you able to hit up some of the foods, or when you're on tour, you go do your thing and then back in the hotel and wait for the next night?
I like to roam, so I like to get out and get in the mix. People do come up to me every now and then, but that doesn't bother me. And this time I won't have my wife and kids with me, so I won't be on dad duty, so I'm probably going to get out and get some good food, maybe ride a few good rides, and and enjoy the experience.
You mentioned that you will be performing Separate Ways to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Separate Ways. You joined forces with your friend, Lizzie Hale. Talk about that.
Yeah.
Talk about that performance. And what I'm curious about, and I've never asked Jimmy's from Tenors of Rock out here in Vegas, what it's like when you go and do a cover of such an iconic song like Separate Ways.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying in the sense that, you know, you're covering one of the most iconic voices in rock. So you're subjecting yourself to, you know, be raked over the coals, you know? But we've had so much positive response on this, way more than I ever expected. And I knew it was special when we did it, and I felt really good about it. And I was, you know, I didn't know at the time that it was the 40th anniversary. It was just song that we wanted to cover, and Lizzie and I had been talking about doing something for years, and this just felt like the perfect opportunity. We both live in Nashville, and we were able to get in the studio together and tear it up, and it was so fun to just have that experience, even if it did nothing, you know. And then we found out it was the 40th anniversary, so we had to really rush it. You know, get it mixed and mastered and ready to launch. And I had no idea that it was going to take off the way it is. And we're just over the moon right now.
Hey, Chris, this is Jimmy here. Big fan, brother. So Randy told me, so normally when we do this, we only, obviously, we're at the apex, we're talking about the fights and stuff, and that's kind of our thing. And then he mentioned that you were coming on, and I was like, oh my God, I've got to leave this town. Because being from Britain, obviously, I don't know how much you guys have done over the years over in Britain, but obviously you made your name over here. But I was like, I have leave this town on my phone, and it was like it's on my gym kind of like playlist, you know. So what I meant to say is a great song, and I absolutely play that on repeat all the time. So I'm a huge fan, bro. But listen, we in my show we do kind of classic rock covers, and we just make them into different versions, big harmonies and all that kind of thing. And with you doing the Separate Ways thing, don't you think it's really cool that there's a generation of kids that have never heard these songs? And unfortunately, the bands are no longer playing these songs. That's why we set up our show 15 years ago. And it's such a cool thing that, you know, bands of your level are actually going and saying, listen, I'm going to do my own stuff, but I'm going to kind of pay homage, like I said, to one of the most iconic rock voices of all time, one of the greatest, if arguably. It's an amazing thing. And does that kind of come into your mindset when you were choosing the songs? Just because it's nice to kind of say, hey, kids, listen to how cool music used to be as well, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was heavily inspired to do this song after seeing the finale of Stranger Things, because they had it in one of the big epic scenes in the finale, and the way it was chopped up, it was just so cinematic and cool. And I was like, oh man, we need to cover this. And, you know, even that show has introduced young kids to, you know, Metallica and Journey and you know, Kate Bush and all these greats that I grew up listening to. And I think it's amazing that it's turning a whole new generation onto it. In my opinion, I think it's giving a nice resurgence to rock and roll.
Sure. Yeah. No, I'm with you, brother.
So Chris, Sunday and Monday out there at the Epcot, shows are at 5:15, 7 and 8:30. I'm curious, what goes into the selection? Do you mix it up? Do you have different songs on each set? So am I sitting there for all three and not giving up my seat?
Well, you know, that's a tightrope, you know, we because not everybody does fit through all three. So there's a few songs that, you know, we want to make sure that we're playing in each set. And we got a couple that we kind of swap in and out to keep it fresh. And so we did it last year and it didn't seem like anyone was bummed out that they were hearing the same song three times.
No, I'm not saying that I'm going to be bummed. I'm not saying I'd be bummed out. I'm just saying I'm sitting through all three sets.
Yeah, yeah. The third version might be either better or worse, you know.
I'm curious. You said you were just out here in Vegas. We're broadcasting from the UFC Apex, big UFC on Saturday, 285. Are you into MMA? Are you into the UFC? John Jones returns on Saturday.
I've never been. I've heard it's an incredible experience, and you know, I love watching shit. Like I loved watching Kingdom, that series that was out a few years ago with Frank Grillo, and that kind of got me interested in MMA in a way that I was like almost wanting to go train myself. I think it's cool, but I've never actually been to a fight and seen it firsthand.
You tell me which fight, wherever it is that you want to go to, I'll get that set up with Dana White at the UFC. Also, let me know when you want to train. I'll get you some of the top fighters, trainers in the country, in the world, wherever you are, whatever city, if you want to do it while you're on the tour. I'll get that set up because you have to experience it at least one time. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I would love to, as long as I don't get my ass kicked.
Well, we'll make sure that won't happen. I know that you've got plenty of things to do. I appreciate your time. I will be out at the Apex. I'm at the Apex now. At Epcot, it's a strange old words. I'll be at Epcot on Monday to see your shows, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, thank you so much. We're looking forward to it as well, and it's always good to talk to you.
Have a great time at Epcot. And enjoy the food. Thanks, Chris.
Cheers, Chris.
Excellent, man. Thank you so much. You guys have a great one.
You as well. Chris Daughtry returns to Florida Sunday and Monday. And I like that it's Sunday and Monday because some of us cheapskates have the annual pass, but we can't go on the weekends because it's cheaper.
How much is an annual pass?
Like $400.
That's not too bad.
It's not too bad, but it's an hour and a half drive that takes 6 hours.
Right, okay.
The drive is awful.
Okay.
It's absolutely awful. All right, let's go hit this real quick break. When we return, Amanda Ribas should be standing by, and we'll talk to her about her return to the Octagon on Saturday at UFC 285. We're coming to you live from the Apex. Chris Daughtry is going to Epcot. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Dale Murphy, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Skunk Ape Electronics is just amazing. Get connected through music with Skunk Ape Electronics. Custom boomboxes, veteran-owned and operated, and American-made. Go to skunkapeelectronics.com and change the way you listen to music. Get 10% off your first purchase when you sign up for our newsletter. Stop by any Knockout Radio broadcast and check out what they use from Skunk Ape Electronics. Amazing. Just amazing.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jonathan Silverman, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Apex, not Epcot, as we get ready for UFC 285. Let's welcome to the program Amanda Ribas. Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. It's nice to meet you guys. It's really good to be in here. When I walk in, you were dancing me. Yes. Now I understand this song.
Well, he's a rock and roller. So they both are. They're both rock and rollers. What's fight week like for you?
is the best part for me, because the training and the camp is so hard. So for me, when I came here to the fight week, oh my goodness, I try to enjoy everything until I am on diet and sometimes a little.
Until you're on what?
Diet.
What's that?
Oh my, I need to introduce you, my doctor, you know, he will show you everything, but I try to enjoy everything. I love this.
This is the first time in a long time, as on Wednesday, you know, it's fight week, it's weight cut. Amanda is so excited. I'm like, I want to fight.
I know.
And I don't want to fight, but I want to fight.
You literally beam when, yes, when you walked into, you have a personality that just beams. Aww. And you come across as such a happy person. Is it hard to go from being happy to then being a killer to then going back to being happy again? Is that a hard journey?
Or are you happy as you're a killer?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's because I am killer as somebody is good for me. Makes me happy. I'm joking, but do you know what?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Do you know what is hard? Because sometimes the people expect me to be always happy.
Yeah.
But when I wake up, I'm not. You know, I'm like, oh, hello, and me. Oh, yeah, good morning. But these vibes I try to put in everything that I do, because I believe this. When if I came here like, ooh, I want a chocolate, I want something. It's not to be good, not for me, not to everybody, and I truly believe the vibe that you put, come on, come back.
Yeah.
Before we go to Matt, now all of a sudden Matt's going to be Brazilian. I'm just letting you know that. Okay. Yeah. Can I bring you here every Wednesday? So as I'm interviewing fighters, fight week, we can have you here with us, and maybe it'll make them happy as well.
Yes. If you would. Come on, guy. Let's work. Let's put the vibes.
Go ahead, Matt.
So Amanda, that's exactly why I married a Brazilian girl, because of her energy and her passion. And so I wake up to that every day. So, but my question for you is, Carnival just happened, and where is your favorite place to watch Carnival in Brazil?
So I don't go to Carnival. It's crazy because I am Brazilian, but for me, Carnival, I always training, so I don't watch. I just training and be with my family. Yeah, but I like it, you know, you were married with a Brazilian. Manda beijão pra ela, send the kisses to her, and it's good to know.
So do I. I send my kisses to her as well. I love Matt's wife and, well, almost his two daughters. Mm-hmm. That's the whole reason I keep Matt around. It's just because of his family. Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
Yeah, my opponent, she is really strong. She is number 8 on the ranking. Changed yesterday because I was number 15. And she number 7. And yesterday, I am without in the ranking flyweight. And she is number 8. So this make me more...
You're not happy anymore.
No. I am mad, you know. I am more excited to do this fight.
I'm scared now. Because Matt has told me when a Brazilian woman is not happy. Yes. I am informed.
And he would know.
Yeah. So, this makes me more, So, and her, like I'm talking about her now. She has a good hands and a really good on the ground too. She has a lot of titles and jiu-jitsu. So for me, this is the best part of her. But my best part is this fire in my heart. Because unfortunately, my last fight didn't happen. But I did all the camp, all the weight cut. And I did now again. And this make me more stronger with that. I won't fight.
See, that's why I don't do fight camps. Amanda went through a fight camp. She didn't fight. So why go through it?
Why go through it? That's it.
Right? It makes no sense. What is the craziest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight, whether it's to you or you did to the opponent? Anything crazy happened in the middle of a fight?
Let me think. One time, it was not in UFC. Yeah. The girl, she started to talk with me. And I mean, what she's doing? But just this. Never. Let me see one. Just this. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy in the middle of a fight. Hey, how you doing, Pam?
So listen, you grew up obviously from a very young age grappling, judo. Obviously, I know your father played a big role in that kind of thing. What kind of age did you realize that you wanted to be a fighter? What age were you on the mat for the very first time? Because in Brazil, we all imagine that in Brazil, you get born, you get thrown on a mat. That's sort of how it works.
Or you're on a mat before you're born.
But what age did you think, I want to do this, I'm going to be good at this?
I did, I think, two times this on my heart. The first time when I was stopped to do jiu-jitsu, and I was feeling, no, I need to do it again because all my friends was traveling. And then my dad started, oh, you need to do judo to do jiu-jitsu. So I feeling that fire to be a fighter. And then I stopped it after I did judo. And when I saw my friends training to do MMA amateur, when I were at the amateur world, amateur fighter fight, it was here. I won, and I, oh my goodness, I was training in Virginia. I find my purpose of my life in MMA, that I can show to everybody whatever they live, whatever they're training, they can conquer the world. I feel that it was after amateur.
Is it true that you actually wanted to be a dancer at some point?
I did.
Okay.
I did. In this time, when I stopped to do jiu-jitsu,
right,
and before I start to do judo, I was 2 years just doing dance. I make a lot of a presentation.
It helps though, right? The footwork, it helps. I used to dance, and I know I'm 300 pounds. I used to dance years and years ago, and I used to box. And the dancing helped so much with the footwork.
There is a days my dad put that 90-year songs like Footloose, na 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 na, for us to do like meh.
I love it. Yeah, yeah.
Rips.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say I'd like to see Jimmy dance, but I really don't.
Not too old and fat.
I'd really pass. Do you collect anything? You know, there's, you know, fans are collecting, whether it's autographs or, you know, jerseys, or where do you collect, whether it's MMA related or not?
I have my first glove, MMA amateur. I have the bandage. I have my photos. I have in judo my credentials since my first one. Of other people, I don't have. I have mine. You believe
just,
that?
Just yours?
Yeah.
So do you live in Brazil?
Mm-hmm.
Just so happens the Scorpions are in Brazil. We may have to... Amanda's not going to know about the Scorpions because it's the 70s.
I know. Band. My dad listen.
Well, we tour with the Scorpions.
That's awesome.
So we'll talk. And if we can kind of coordinate when the Scorpions are in Brazil, maybe we can send you and your dad.
Gente, I will love it. Really. Nossa, I will love it.
Steve and I are going to go see the Scorpions in Colombia on April 15th. I think they're in Brazil just before or just after. So we'll work out the details.
Yes, please.
We'll definitely get you to that.
I will talk to my dad.
There you go.
That's awesome.
What can the fans expect when you get in the octagon on Saturday?
Aggressivity. Because I really want that win. So aggressivity, really, I train a lot to be more technical. So you be Amanda Ribas with fire in the eye.
You know, I ask a lot of fighters this because of George Gazelle, mm-hmm, who's a very close friend of mine. One of my proudest moments is when I wore one of his gis that he gave me when I trained jiu-jitsu in Rio. But he would always try to fight his opponent's style and not his style.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't go to the ground with his jiu-jitsu. Do you find that it hard to do that? You want to beat the person at their game? Or do you need to stick to a game plan and beat them, her, at your game?
MMA, it's beautiful because of that. It's all martials together. So if I am good on the ground, why are you want to take a punch on my face? No, of course I do MMA, I do Muay Thai and kickboxing and everything, but if I know I am better on the ground, why I will just wait for her to punch my face? Okay, I will throw a little bit, but let's go.
I told George that after every fight. What are you doing? I want to beat him at hit. No, dummy. You're a 412 degree black belt. Take him to the ground, submit this guy, and let's move on. Amanda, thank you very much for your time.
You're
this
welcome.
Was awesome. We're going to get some information from you so that we can set... I'm going to set this up. His closest friend is the drummer on the Scorpions, so we will definitely get this set up so you guys can
you.
Go see him.
I really will appreciate that. What city will it be? Do you know?
Do you know which one?
Hey, Chanois, it's next to my city.
There you go. It's set. Now Mickey will be set. He'll have a fighter in the dressing room with him. He'll be protected. You can kick all the riffraff out. It'll be awesome. All right, let's go hit a top of the hour break. Amanda, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.